right. PA started up. Let's go to a show where we're rocking all night. I got an army, wanna party with 30 extra guys from the dusk to dawn till our minds are gone. Hang out with hangovers and hit up a con. Houston, Texas, are you feeling the love from a giant rocket ship coming down from above? Well,
Space City Nerd.
Don't you know, well,
Space City Nerd.
That's right, we're the kings and the queens of the things that you deem absurd. Sing it with me, y'all.
Space City Nerd.
All right, Nerdcore.
Got that.
Chip tune.
Got that.
Read the magazine to check out the podcast. Action figures.
Got that.
Board games.
Got that.
TV shows and video games. Yeah, we got that. Take flight on a broken satellite. All right.
Hello and welcome to the 95th edition of the Space City Nerd Podcast. I'm Jesus. Rex and Ryan are joining me tonight.
Hey, you guys.
Partly. I've already been drinking, so.
Me too, since for about 4 or 5 hours now.
So it's going to be one of those shows where we facepalm a lot because of Ryan.
Why is it always me?
Because most of the time I have to edit a bunch of stuff.
Okay, fine. I'm not going to say it. I saved you. That was my favorite for you this episode, Jesus. I didn't say that word. I'm going to say
So SDCC happened this week. You probably already heard everything about it through your Facebook, social media, Twitter, whatever. Well, so we're not going to dwell too much on it.
Were showing me a lot of pictures of toys, and I was like, wow, I'm so excited.
Yeah, I think that's most of the stuff that was like my big reveals during the week. Were
they had Wolf Cap.
Yeah, yes. The new Captain America is going to have a werewolf hat. Werewolf. Variant head.
Yeah.
But it's switchable, it's not a variant, so I mean, what's the other one? The Ben Reilly Spider-Man is going to have Spider Carnage.
I'm super excited about Spider-Gwen looks good.
Yeah, Spider-Gwen comes with a not masked head as well. Mm-hmm. I think two of the biggest things that came out of SDCC was the Batman Superman trailer, which had me more intrigued about Batman versus Superman.
Did you see the someone put a GIF of where Zod was eye lasering the building, and then Bruce Wayne like looking at the building, and it looked good because
Suicide Squad trailer accidentally to the point where like Warner Brothers was like, hey, that wasn't for you guys, that was for the Comic-Con indies, and so we don't want to make it look bad, so here's the trailer. It was funny because I was reading a thread though. People were saying that, you know, why hold it only for the Comic-Con people? It should be for everybody and things. And the whole entitled nerd aspect came to my mind.
Information should be free, man.
There are ways, though, because, I mean, like, God, I guess it was a year and a half ago at QuakeCon, there was that trailer for Doom that somehow managed to not leak. If they really wanted it to not leak, and, I mean, it might be a little extra shitty for the, people that went to this SDCC... they could have had it, like, made it just a little bit more exclusive and been like, hey, there will be consequences if this gets leaked. Bethesda did that with Doom. Everybody had a good time. We got to speculate over what was actually in the trailer, and the people that were there got to be like, whoa, we saw the Doom trailer, and it was so cool, and they got to be the only ones that got to see Doom for, like, a year and a half.
I think that's fine, though. I mean, if you do the hustle and bustle of getting your butt over there...
Yeah.
You know how they can prevent from being leaked? Is that they came back with those Nickelodeon machines where you had to put like a nickel and then you put your face into the little head thing and then you just watch the show by yourself, and there was a long line of people, and you can't record it because you have to put your face in there.
Yeah. Well,
that'd be cool.
I think this happened. I don't know if I was dreaming or not, but I probably wasn't because I know I did go to see it, but I think the method that they made us do is like, I went to go see the Clone Wars movie. And it was at NASA, Space Center.
Ooh.
And they made us leave like any recording devices that we had at the door.
Mm. Yeah,
see? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's how it really was. Yeah, they had little bins out for people with numbers, and you would put your stuff in the bin and you would enter the theater.
There you go.
Yeah, that's really cool.
But I mean, when you have like a panel room full of 6,000 people, that's kind of hard too, though.
Yeah, yeah, you can't check every phone, and then you can't stop every single person in their phone out. It's kind of the world we live in now.
They'll probably have like a filter one day where you can't record the screen.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, that, or they could, like we were just talking about, just make the panel that they're showing the trailer at even more exclusive, which would encourage more people to like get their butts over there.
Yeah. The other thing I saw that happened at SDCC was kind of sad is they had the Star Wars panel, and right after the panel ended, they invited everybody to come out to a Star Wars concert, and everybody that was there got up and just left, and I guess told people that were waiting outside for the next panel that there was a free Star Wars concert.
Oh. So
everybody went, and guess who was next for the panels?
Who?
Kevin Smith.
Oh,
that sucks. And
they showed his panel while it was going on live. There was no one in that room
except for one girl who went, "Jersey Girl sucks." I'm kidding.
No, there was no,
no
one.
There probably was.
No, it's a there wasn't.
No, okay.
Like if
there's not even a heckler for Jersey Girl. Like, oh wow.
Like look up his Twitter and stuff like that. There's no
I don't want to be sad. Yeah, I actually just watched Clerks over the weekend just because I needed something in the background. I'm like, hey, that's a funny movie.
So that was kind of cool and everything. Also, this week I made Ryan... Rex, did you get to watch Mr. Robot?
I have not gotten to watch Mr. Robot yet.
I really wanted to talk about that.
First of all, what race is Elliot?
Non-denominational?
Yeah, like he's some sort of multi-race super packer guy.
He looks like the thing when, like, what is it, Time or Life magazine or whatever did that study about what we're going to look like in 500 years.
Oh, yeah, because we have an amalgamation of races. Yeah. So, Rex, you're totally missing it. I mean, I know the first episode is super long. It's, like, over an hour.
Yeah.
Because it's like, the special first episode. But it's really good. I appreciate. So, for those who don't know, it's about a hacker who's cybersecurity analyst or a cybersecurity engineer who kind of gets caught in a web of all this like thing, and then they have to take down the evil corp. But first of all, they call it evil corp. Second of all, the logo looks like Enron.
Yeah.
Well, no, you know why it's called evil corp, right?
Yeah, because they're evil.
No, well, Elliot, the main character. Like, okay, there's a lot of mental illness stuff going on.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
He's very, I think he's borderline schizophrenic.
Yeah, so you don't know what's real and what's not.
Yeah, like, to this day, there's three episodes out right now, and every single one of them, you kind of don't know what's really going on for real. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's going to be, like, a twist later on that shows everything happening, but he has it programmed in his mind that they're an evil corporation. And so while people say E-Corp, every time, because you're watching this with him.
Yeah.
Like, most of this is through his perspective. There's only a couple of times when it switches to another character's perspective, which is really cool, too. And for me...
Yeah. What's up? I was going to say, their techno jargon is real techno jargon. It's not made up techno jargon.
It's not CSI.
No, it's not CSI. They were talking about Tor... Talk about Linux. They're talking about onion routers. I mean, come on.
So it's not like CSI Cyber, where it's just kind of like Hackers 2.0. It's actually legit.
Like, this is Hackers 2.0.
Yeah, and it's very cyberpunky too. I like, you know,
it reminds me of Blade Runner, but in present times.
Yeah, and I'm excited about watching it. I'm going to watch it this week. So
it reminds me of a Neuromancer. I mean, he's probably one of the digital... What do you call them? The cowboys? I forgot what Henry...
I Case feel like name. They were actually called, like, cowboys or something. It's been, like 10 years since I've read Neuromancer.
Yeah, yeah, me too. It's like digital cowboys or something. But, yeah, and it's you would like it, Rex, because, yeah, cyberpunk.
I think, at the end of everything, it gets... the last episode... Dude, that thing tripped me out so much.
Okay, don't tell me. I only see the first episode.
Oh, no, I'm not going to, like, spoil anything. I'm not going to spoil plot points, but there are bum fights and pregnant lady bondage in the third episode.
Shit gets real. It's on USA. Well, they showed up, like, a naked lady in the first episode, so I'm like, all right.
Did they?
Well, yeah, she was covering her parts.
Oh,
what's her name?
The drug dealer. Yeah, her drug... Yeah.
What's her name?
I forgot, but Episode 3 gets a little bit more edgier and riskier in what they show.
You know what's funny though? When I was watching it, my wife likes to watch it with the captions, so we don't miss what they're saying.
Yeah.
Every time there's music, it will say edgy music or slow edgy music.
Oh my god, that's so good. Yeah. I love it when they caption the music and it says stuff like that, or like hard rock and roll. There was something, Rhea and I were watching something the other day and I don't remember what it was, but they had obviously at one point used licensed songs in the soundtrack. Mm-hmm. And they captioned the lyrics to the licensed songs, but for the Hulu version they just replaced it with like stock Muzak. What was
that's
it?
Funny.
Oh, Coyote Ugly. It was Coyote Ugly. We were watching it on TV. And they, like, had the captions for the song lyrics, but they just had, like, stock music playing in the background that didn't even sound like the songs that they were originally supposed to be, so that was already weird. And then we had, like, the lyrics to whatever the song it was, and... Oh, God. It's so good.
So, anyway.
Well, second episode has a great use of Beethoven's Fifth, also. Mm-hmm. And... This is going to sound really dumb, but I haven't seen Hannibal, but based on what I've read, because I've seen lots of gushing about it, and what I've seen, one of the guys in there basically acts like the main dude from Hannibal, that Mads guy.
Yeah.
Episode 3, he shows a lot of that. So.
I saw Hannibal the movie, but...
Yeah, long time ago.
I just saw Silence of the Lambs, that's all. I haven't seen any of the other ones. But no, it's on USA, like, on Wednesdays, but you can check it out on their website directly.
Or any streaming, if you have a Roku or an Apple TV, you have the USA app on there.
Yeah, but very highly recommended. I actually can't wait. I don't watch TV. And for, like, a series to actually make me, like, want to watch it, like, I'll binge watch stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I can't. Man, it's rare for me to watch a TV show too, and I know I'm gonna follow through with this. I'm usually a movie guy. I like watching movies because it's like I'm gonna sit here for 2 hours and I'm gonna get the whole experience.
Well, that first episode has like really like a cinematic experience to it.
Yeah, it's the first episode is basically a movie. It's Christian Slater in it.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Christian Slater. And I like Christian Slater.
It's directed by the guy that did the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and like produced by a guy who did Hannibal, I think, or something. He did. Yeah, there are some good people behind this show.
That's really cool. I'm excited about watching it now.
And for someone who is very it feels to me like Elliot is really a hard character to kind of like portray to people, but you're instantly on his side.
That dude is so good.
Yeah.
also, I watched it with 4chan one night.
Oh, really? Good lord.
Yes,
with the text flying across the screen or whatever?
No. I went to the TV board on there. Yes, I dwell into the worst recesses of the internet only because it's funny. But,
it's okay, guys. I go on Mashable all the time.
Yeah.
I still go to something awful.
I do, too, like, on a pretty regular basis.
I go to Maddox's website. That's all good.
I still go to Fugly.com and Newgrounds.
Newgrounds, yeah. I still go to You The Man Now Dog.
Yeah, I found this really sweet new meme website yesterday called E-Bombs World. You guys might want to check out.
Anyway, you're saying, Jesus?
Well, they were like I was watching it with the TV board on there, and right. I mean it refreshes every couple seconds and everything. Man, I was laughing so hard because these guys. You know, each board has their memes, and they were pointing out how Elliot is probably, like, the best 4chaner out of everybody there.
Oh, good.
Because he's got, like, the edgy, like, part of him there. You know, there's a big thing on TV where they hate, you know, comic book movies. They're called cape shit on there.
Cape shit.
And in one of the episodes, he brings up, like, cape shit, and everybody's like, oh, my God, someone is, like, actually on TV board, like, writing this script, you know, and stuff.
So. The stuff he says, I'm like, someone trolls around 4chan to make his, like, inner monologue legit.
It just really, like, takes off. But episode 4 comes up tonight, and I'm excited to watch that and all. So, moving along, really sad news happened. Satoru Iwata from Nintendo passed away. I almost like I legit felt like I lost like a family member.
Yeah.
But I'm also like a huge Nintendo drone.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I do. I have a Mario tattoo on me, and I got it because you know how what Nintendo means to me and everything. And so Iwata was actually like the CEO of all of Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, during his final years, I know he had cancer and he was like battling it and everything. And yeah. I did play a huge part in Nintendo's history too.
Yep, he was there. I mean, he worked in HAL Laboratories. One of the quotes that a lot of people have been sharing, he'd say that you know he was his business card says he's a CEO, his head says he's a game designer, but his heart says he's a gamer.
Yeah,
which was like dang.
Yeah, and it was really cool. Like he stands out from a lot of other corporate CEOs because he was actually like able to get really hands on. Into like the development process of like the Nintendo games. Like there's that story of how he single-handedly saved Earthbound after it was like a complete programming mess, and directly programmed like all the early Kirby games.
Mm-hmm.
And then
wasn't the Earthbound thing like basically an overnight job that he had to do? If not, it wasn't gonna happen.
Yeah, Earthbound was an overnight job, as was Super Smash Bros. Melee wouldn't have launched with the GameCube had he not, like, done all the final bug fixing himself. Dang. Apparently, like, he just, like, he didn't even work on the project at all. At this point, he was, like, the president of Nintendo, so he didn't really have, like, any interaction with that game at all. He's like, wait, let me do this.
I know a lot of you people are, or a lot of our listeners are, Pokemon fans. If it wasn't for him being able to be like a programming genius, you know, the vast scale of like Pokemon Gold and Silver would not fit on the Game Boy cartridge.
Yep. Yeah, plus he apparently like ported the battle code from the Game Boy Pokemon games to Pokemon Stadium without any sort. He just like disassembled it himself and had it running before they could deliver him any of the actual source code. And mm-hmm. He was responsible for the, if I remember correctly, he was responsible for the emulator that ran the Game Boy ones in Pokemon Stadium.
Jeez.
Yeah, he did so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, I mean, I remember we were just talking about him a few episodes ago when they had that crazy Muppet intro.
Yeah.
I think that's why he wasn't, like, appearing live in at those things.
You think that's it?
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't feeling sick.
Yeah,
I mean,
he had I thought to that was them being inventive. That was happening. You know, they had to have known, like, there's no other way Balloon Fight would have been part of the Nintendo World Championships, honestly. Because that was his first game he did with Nintendo.
Actually, he.
Speaking of which, yeah.
He did not appear during the direct at all.
Yeah, I know, he didn't on camera.
Yeah, it was just his voice.
It was funny because earlier I showed y'all the y'all didn't want to watch because it was super sad, but it was a episode of Game Center CX when Kachio Arena was gonna play Balloon Fight with Iwata.
I watched that. They were like, Kachio, we have it.
Yeah, cause like Kachio, we have a special guest for you, and he's just like, what are you talking about? Because you know he's a goofy guy, and he was like, holy crap, it's Iwata.
Yeah,
and they exchanged business cards. It was oh man, it was.
And if you have no idea what Game Center CX, it's a very very good show from Japan. It's a 40-year-old man who's a comedian who used to play.
He's a comedian, and he's a gamer, but he's not the best gamer.
Well, no, he used to play video games like when he was a kid, like all of us. And then he left all that, and then each episode he tries to tackle on a game, and he gives himself, 12, 14 hours to finish it in.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's what's so cool about it. He remains positive, and he keeps playing the game. I have the game of the game for the DS, and it's really hard.
But yeah,
yeah, no, I really like the DS game that they made of it.
He's a very, very positive person, no matter, like, if he can't beat it, or if he's having trouble on one stage or anything. And you know, not only is there comedy, but it's just very uplifting at the end of everything.
Well, yeah, anyway, plus like there's segments where he goes and like visits like small businesses that have like arcade machines in them. That's my favorite. Like honestly, I like those parts more than the actual like him playing the game, because he's so like charming and like
anyway,
I'm just gonna eat candy and
I know you were mentioning 4chan earlier, but like the when he passed away, they were the V board, the video game board had his had the Earthbound song, credits, the Earthbound credit song playing just in memoriam.
It's a sad day. You know, out of the two, out of three, you know, big Nintendo guys, there's two left now. All right. Well, rest in peace, Iwata. We're gonna go ahead and take our first break. Since we just talked about Pokemon and our guest is BitForce, they have a cover of one of the Pokemon theme song, and so we're gonna put that on, and we'll come back with an interview with them. Pocket Monsters by BitForce, a band that you can see on Friday with our big free nerd party that we just decided to throw, which we'll formally announce in a little bit. But joining us from BitForce is Joseph Devine?
That's Devine.
Devine, okay. Well, last names are weird. You never know how to pronounce a name. Like, last week I found out Rex's last name is Nabur.
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 Close. See?
So, BitForce, heavy metal cover band of video games, right?
Yeah.
You guys are a three-piece band. What do you play?
I play guitar. And normally it switches from like three-piece all the way to like six pieces, just depending on how people can get involved. Yeah, it gets pretty nuts, but the core is definitely a three piece, and that's what you're gonna see this Friday.
So, I mean, when it goes six piece, is there anything like a different instrument on the band, or is it just like all guitars and drums?
Yeah. So we add on a what we call a Mally Cat, and side percussion. Done by my little brother. And it sounds really cool. It's like a cherry on top. And then on top of that, instead of me and Mark, which is the bassist, singing, we actually have a frontman here from San Antonio that comes and does his thing and you know whatnot. And we would love to have him on tour, but you know he has a family to take care of and all that fun stuff. So it's hard to we just stick with the three for right now and do the best we can and it's been pretty solid show.
Yeah. So. You'll get half of the experience and still get your face melted on Friday, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're not ready for the full.
Yes, we're not ready. We're not ready for the full. We gotta wean ourselves with the
So you guys are. So I guess you're into video games, huh? No, but what are some of your favorite games?
I think one of the modern right now, The Last of Us won me over. Just regular single player, campaign, story mode kind of thing.
Right on.
It had such a great story to it, and I really fell in love with the characters. It was a really good game.
What about classic?
Yeah.
Man, there's so many to choose from. Recently I busted out the good old Game Boy. And bust out with some emulators and whatnot. I think right now it's gotta be Mega Man 2. That was a pretty wild to go back and pretty much beat the crap out of that again. And I brought back a lot of memories, so I think and the soundtrack to that is ridiculous. So mm-hmm. I think Mega Man 2 is gonna have to take that one right now.
Oh man, yeah, I remember how as a kid renting that and just I think I had my first rage quit there.
Really? Who on which boss?
I probably on the levels.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because some of the levels, it's you have to get everything, all the timing and everything right. I just threw the controller at the TV and just gave up.
We were kids. We were just what do we do? Why are the platforms falling down? I mean, what?
Yeah, so I went from Mega Man 2 straight back to Sesame Street Carnival of Alphabets or something. It humbled me. Mm-hmm. So, were you sad when Iwata passed away?
What's that?
Were you sad when the news that Iwata had passed away hit?
Oh, no. I mean, I didn't get all, sentimental, kind of thing. Maybe when I was a kid. I don't know. I was just really happy to be yes, I beat the shit out of this game.
No! I said, were you sad in a couple of days ago
when
Iwata passed away?
All right, rewind. Sorry, service signal, can barely hear. I knew that question was gonna be brought up, and I was gonna have this awesome answer, and I totally forgot what it was. But I guess coming from the heart, it was a pretty devastating day, I mean, not just for us Nintendo goers and whatnot, but I mean, just for the families and friends that were actually really close, personally, of course, we didn't know him or anything, but I mean, to hear the stories about this dude is just, pretty remarkable. And, just to even be able to play some of his games, his creations, and I guess kind of be a part of his life just a little bit. And now it's kind of gone, I mean, granted, Nintendo's still going to be there, but what's next, what's the plan, what's the game plan, I guess. But yeah, I was pretty sad.
Yeah, we just had a little segment about that, and it was basically sobbing on each other's shoulders for a little bit.
Yeah.
So, since we are talking video games and everything, and since Rex is on the line, we're going to have him test your video game knowledge real quick.
I quit, man.
Yeah. Hey, Rex, can you be easy on him?
Yeah, I can toss out a really easy one. What is the RGB hex code for the background in the third level of Sonic 3 and Knuckles?
God damn.
And not the original Genesis version, but the specifically the PS2 port of the in the Mega Collection running an emulator with OpenGL video drivers.
0011009.
And, oh, dang, dropped a 9.
Oh, boy.
Dropped a 9 in there with some binary.
Just, no. You know what the answer to that is because of the specific games?
What up?
Just say, and Knuckles.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You guys are awesome, man.
Has Bitforce ever played in Houston before?
We passed through there on the way to MAGFest, but we didn't schedule a show. We wanted to, but everything was last minute in January when we were touring with Megaran, and we were only booked like two shows and all the way to DC. So yes, this is gonna be our first time in Houston, and we're pretty stoked, man. We hear the music scene over there is really, really awesome. The nerd culture has grown, I guess, like pretty big for you guys. So we can't wait to be a part of it.
Yeah, no, we're happy to have you. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, and I've been trying to get Doug Funny out here for a while, and it finally just clicked. And so this is gonna be great. You know, Doug Funny comes back. I think he's been here like once years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're really excited to be riding with Doug, man. I mean, it was kind of like out of coincidence. We were like, hey, man, do you have any spots over there in, like, Denton, Dallas, Fort Worth area that you can hook us up with a show, you know, as we're trying to book? And he's like, oh, you guys doing a tour? You got room for one more? And I was like, I guess so. So, literally, no, man. He did, like, I don't know, like, 80% of the booking. Like, he just took it over and, like, oh, yeah, I got this guy. And I'm like, oh, man, just made life real easy on us. So we're really happy to be riding with him. And we've got to put him a couple times. Once in San Antonio, and then we get to share the stage with him, and I believe MAGFest, he was there too, which is really cool. So, and hopefully we'll all be able to meet up again after this tour, and head to DC again.
Well, we're gonna watch both of you guys at Two Stops. We're gonna watch you on Friday, and then also at Classic Games Fest because we're gonna be up there too.
Oh, yeah. Classic Games Fest, man, they got us at 11 a.m. on that day, which is going to be the earliest mosh pit known to man, I think.
Last year, they had Crayon Droids, which is DJ Robo Robin Beaker, mm-hmm. and those guys go hard with the dubstep. They had them on at 10 in the morning on a Sunday.
I thought it was, like, 9, like, earlier than that.
No, it was 10.
Oh, God.
Wow. That just blows my mind, and I'm just like, wow, like 10 a.m.
And they still had people there, though, so.
Yeah, that's what we thought. We're like, hey, you know, the doors are going to be opening. You know, there's probably a little bit of a line outside, and, we're going to open up the set. We're not going to tell you what we're going to open the set with, but it's going to be good. I think it's going to draw the crowd in because it's definitely a fan favorite, so.
Are you guys going to be playing the same sets for here and CGF?
Yes. We made life easy on ourselves and made sure to practice this set, just that way it has the same kind of vibe everywhere we go. It's got a good flow, so we're gonna stick with all the way through and throughout. The only time we're changing our set is that it's back when we hit San Antonio for Draft House. We're playing before the Pixel screening. We're doing like the midnight screening. Over here in California.
Wow.
And so we're playing like inside the theater. So, but they're like, well, you only get 20 minutes, so we're just gonna hit them with some classic, Zelda, and I think we'll hit them a little bit of Sonic, and maybe like one or two more songs, but basically like just 20 minutes.
And then all the Kevin James you can handle after that.
Yup.
Yeah, pretty much.
You mean not enough Kevin James?
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if someone walked out on that movie just because of that dude. Yeah.
someone saw Peter Dinklage on the ad and was like, this must be some fine cinema. And then they're going to go and just walk out as soon as, you know, it's like 10% Dinklage, 90% Kevin James, and 10% Adam Sandler.
I don't know. That
or they're
going to
see Kevin James and be like, wow, why are my pants so tight now? That's the only like logical after Paul Blart Mall Cop 2, I think that's the only logical thing.
So our job at CGF is to show up on Sunday, since they're not changing up their set, and ruin the set for everybody.
Oh man!
Spoiler set list. You know, have an air horn.
Yeah, you're right. We've thought about doing different things for classic, but man, it's a it takes us a solid minute getting set up because we rock like an in-ear system and all this fun stuff, and that's one thing that really worries us. Like whenever we're about to set up, it's just like, man, we're gonna have enough time to throw down and all that good stuff. It's like they said, it's like super early.
Not only that, it's you guys are gonna be like on a week straight of tour.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, "Hey, we want you coming out Friday," and we're like, "Yeah, we're playing Friday." They're like, "Oh, well, that's cool. You can be there at 6 a.m. the next day." Oh, okay. All right. That sounds great. so yeah, that's we're definitely we already know it's gonna be probably Red Bull night, and we're probably just gonna battle through the night and just maybe a cat nap and then just go straight from there. Probably after a set, like hang out the merch booth and take a nap or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you guys gonna be in Austin on Saturday?
Yeah, we'll be in Austin on Saturday. That's 11 a.m. And then Sunday, we're just gonna hang out at Classic Game Fest and enjoy the day, man. We're gonna be hanging out at our booth, selling merch and then just wandering around playing the games and doing that whole thing.
We'll be there all weekend too, so we'll for sure hang out for a while.
You guys have a table set up over there?
Yeah, we got a table.
What booth number are you guys?
701. I know, not 701. Sorry, that's 702.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
We're next to Mensa.
Yeah. They're putting the dumb guys right next to the really smart guys of Mensa.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, I'm definitely gonna stop by for sure.
I'm gonna bring bags of Rubik's cubes just to give to the Mensa guys, see if they can solve them for me.
Yeah,
I can drive them blindfolded, totally.
Oh, for real? Oh, man.
Well, we got to give him the bag of them. He already said, literally.
Yeah, okay, challenge. He already accepted his challenge, all right. Totally.
We put him through the video game challenge. Now he's got to go through the Rubik's challenge. So, so on Friday, I know you said you didn't want to reveal the set list. But what are some of the game choices you guys are playing music from?
We're gonna hit you guys with a right hook on something that a lot of video game bands are not doing. So it's definitely gonna be a bag of tricks, I guess you can say. And a little hint, I guess, is one of the songs is in German, so that should be interesting. but it's gonna be really good. We're gonna basically hit everyone with everything from all over the place. We're gonna hit from old school classic stuff to even the modern day, and we're also gonna hit you with a couple TV shows and a couple of cartoons. So it's probably my favorite set list so far, but just because it expresses like. Each of us in the band, some of us like anime, some of us like really like the modern gaming. Like I'm playing Elder Scrolls right now, actually, as we talk. And,
which one?
Elder Scrolls Online, man.
Yes,
okay. You can guys find me on BitForce. I'm just kidding. I think I'm BitWarrior, actually. I think. and then.
I only play Arena. Elder Scrolls Arena, so... You
know. I was about to say that. I have a floppy disk copy of Arena.
Oh, man.
Dang. That's classic.
So, on Friday, or this coming out Friday, with the 17th, you can check out BitForce with all of their awesome surprises that they have in store. We're going to talk about this on the next segment, but we decided to make it absolutely free. You guys can just come in, check out BitForce, Doug Funny, buy some of their merch to support them, and just have a blast listening to this stuff. Because it's funny because this was saved in my bookmarks because I think I actually did buy this album a while ago, and it's a really, really good album. And so I'm happy to finally have you guys here in Houston. And I would demand people to show up on Friday. So, Joseph, thanks a lot for being on the show with us and taking some time to talk. I know you're busy playing Elder Scrolls, and that's way more important than this.
No way, no way. Yeah, I push pause earlier. I was just playing.
You can't pause it anymore. Okay. Hold on.
He AFK'd.
Ah. I was like, hold on.
But yeah, no, we'll I'd do it for Friday. You guys. I promise.
We'll definitely hang out on Friday and also, you know, next week on Saturday or whatever.
Yep. Yeah, if you come up to us and we sound way too smart, that's the next table.
That's the Mensa. You don't want too far.
Oh, we'll be at booth number 610 at Classic Game Fest if you guys want to come hang out. They paired us with like four of the bands on the same table. So that should be also interesting. I'm pretty sure I have like the biggest band, like literally like in like, you know, like weight size. So I think we'll be all right. you guys might see a battle royale break out with all the bands over there. They just threw us in a little area, so it should be interesting.
No, I think Joy Deck is coming back, and I think they have like 8 people in there. So.
Oh, nice.
All right, well, once again, you can find all of BitForce's music at bitforce.bandcamp.com. Or are you going to bring CDs on Friday?
Oh, we sure are. Yeah, we're going to step some for 10. We're going to sell them for $7 for you guys.
There you go. See, they're even discounting it and everything.
Y'all have a vinyl?
No. Do we look like
you have cassettes? You have cassettes?
You got cassettes?
Cassettes, maybe. All right, maybe cassettes.
All right, thanks a lot.
Yeah, we'll be back after this Doug Funny song, which I forgot which one I'm playing. Oh yeah, we're playing Running Away. Mm-hmm. It's Doug Funny featuring Professor Shy Guy and Richie Branson, both of the people that we actually had in Houston. Hopefully we'll bring them back too soon. This has been a good year for doing stuff like that. But we're gonna be right back after this.
Started off with doubt, one up, stomped it out. Right. Now I drown them out, cause I just don't know what they talking about. They drag me out, kick dirt till I'm buried alive. I hate us next time, see them well alive like the Undertaker. Yeah. The creator player stacked up to 99. I'm equipped for this, it's dangerous. Was like Lincoln 85. I grabbed the sword, I'm out the door to get the green like Bulbasaur. Yeah. Now I don't fly, I soar, I make them soar. Who ain't like anybody? Okay. Powerless when talking mess. Right. So it's like a test to me. When it get inside my mind, it's like my heart to say proceed. I pay no mind to the gossip kind who focus on the rivalry. Cause no one's gonna up my life, my success is my primary.
No, I won't stop, I can't. No, I can't stop, I won't. No, I won't stop, I won't. Bottom line, I'm not running away. I'm not running away. No, I won't stop, I can't. No, I can't stop, I won't. No, I won't stop, I won't. Bottom line, I'm not running away. I'm not running away. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Shout out to my haters. I know that you've been talking while I've been out on hiatus. They doubted I'd be famous, cause I shout that game of language. Now I'm clearing special stages while I'm hopping jets to Vegas. You might think I'm Hollywood, but I'm just being honest. I'm just trying to keep my pockets fatter than Dr. Robotnik. Feeling supersonic as I'm smoking hydroponics. Took a couple hits, but my victories are flawless. Fuck being modest, in reality I'm hottest. Not a victim of a Kano fatality, but I'm heartless. Otaku king till the day I hit the coffin. While these other rappers blow like they trying to restart a cartridge.
No, I won't stop, Richie. I can't. No, I can't stop, I won't. No, I won't stop, I won't. Bottom line, I'm not running away. I'm not running away. Stop, I can't, no, I can't stop, I won't, no, I won't stop, I won't. Bottom line, I'm not running away. I'm not running away. Yeah.
I've been fueled by rage, crack knuckles, center stage, drill opponent, then engage to mark my place in the history page. Right? It's killing me, ain't child's play. Praying now that I can. fucking slave. Say it like my tumbo say.
Oh, no, no, homie, not today.
Cause this is not a game. Losing steps like Novocaine. Bumping guns, they have a fuckers in their brain. It's all the same. And then I put them down like Harry Brown.
What?
Michael Caine. Till they find the only thing that's funny is the last name.
Stop, I can't. Can't stop, I won't, no I won't stop, I won't. Caught a man, I'm not running away. I'm not running away. No I won't stop, I can't, no I can't stop, I won't. No I won't stop, I won't. Bottom line, I'm not running away. I'm not running away, yeah.
So that was Running Away by Doug Funny featuring Professor Shy Guy and Richie Branson off of his newest album Homecoming, released earlier this year. Really cool, storied album. I bought it like on release and I've been really enjoying it too. Doug Funny has like a really good delivery on his stuff. Like I remember at Classic Games Fest, like he kind of blew us away with his Macho Man songs and his Metal Gear songs and stuff. And he's also going to be at Classic Games Fest, you know, not only in Houston on Friday, so two opportunities to see him. We wanted to touch on this Friday. I know we were talking to Bitforce right now and how it's going to be a blast and everything, but we kind of wanted to formally announce that it is going to be a free show. We're going to open it to donations. Jacob Kaye, who's been on our show a couple of times talking about, you know, animal conservation, preservation, excuse me. What else has been on here talking about?
Full House.
R.L. Stein.
Yeah, and R.L. Stein.
Well, he's been on here, you know, quite a bit of times. He's a friend of the show. We wanted to help him out because he's raising funds to go film a documentary in Africa about the mountain gorillas. And, you know, they're endangered, going extinct and everything. And so he's trying to do his part to protect, you know, creatures. It's really sad that how we're losing all these, like, I think, what, the rhino not too long ago that we lost? And God knows what else we've been losing, you know, because we're just kind of destroying blindly.
We're all going to die soon.
Yeah, yep. Sixth extinction is coming up, so whatever.
It's already been happening. No, I'm serious. Sixth extinction's already been happening. It's, with all the stuff, I mean, since, like, the dodo.
Oh, okay. I mean, if it's going to take a long time, that's cool. I thought everything was going to be, like, massively wiped out.
Well, it's going to be wiped out slowly and painfully.
Okay, but it's not going to be like, you know, 2 years. A lot of things are going to be missing.
Well, a lot of things will be missing in 2 years, but we're slowly going to die.
Good Lord.
Yep.
Whatever. In the end, it doesn't really matter.
In the end. I fought. Shut up when I'm talking to you. Shut up. About to break.
Just one of those days when you don't want to wake up.
Did you know the singer to Linkin Park is now the singer for Stone Temple Pilots?
Yeah, and it's really, really awkward. I've watched some videos of them because I don't think they've released like any actual like audio of it like officially, but I watched some videos of him performing with them, and it's really, it's a thing, I guess. Like, it's awkward.
I was just going to sing Interstate Love Song.
Oh, it's bad. It's real bad. Like, it sounds exactly like you're thinking.
Oh, God, like an
the only point. The only ones that sounded, like, semi-okay were the ones that are sung in, like, a higher register anyway. So, like, Lady Picture Show kind of made it out unscathed. That's about it.
Really? Lady Picture Show?
It actually sounded, like, okay. It was less,
it wasn't good.
It wasn't good, but I mean, it wasn't, like, as bad as, like, Interstate Love Song had sounded. Or, the other one, Plush, was really bad.
Stone Temple, STP should have went and got a Filipino, like, Journey.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, going back to Friday night. On Friday night, we are going to have Josh Crow. We are going to have Doug Funny, Bitforce, And also, just added on the Mad Men crew. Now, here's the thing. Mad Men crew told me one of their members actually has a very injured foot. He's going to try to crawl his way to the show and perform. Mm-hmm. But if not, they're going to do a duo. And if that doesn't work out, only one of them is going to be on there. And, but he's got material to start his nerdcore career.
All right.
My cool. God. That, so it's going to be the first time Bit Force plays, and then it might be the first time one of the Mad Men crew goes nerdcore.
Mm-hmm.
So my oh, and also, we are trying to hit 1,000 likes on Facebook. We're trying to make our own personal history that night as well. So we're trying to drum up some excitement for that. If you come and you don't like Space Theater on Facebook, you should right now. But if you do, or if you don't, and you're at the show, we kind of just urge you to.
Yeah, if you don't like us right now, go and like it. If you already like it, make 5 more Facebook accounts and like it as well.
Or if you're bringing a friend, and that friend doesn't know about Space Theater, you can tell them and tell them to like it, and you can have you can be guilty free about having, you know, taking in a free show.
Yeah.
Or there's also going to be we're going to set up a donation canister for Jacob. So if you guys want to drop a dollar or two just to help him out on his way to Africa, that'd be awesome. Also. But in the end,
Toto on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We'll play that one when Jacob comes back.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. All right. That's good enough.
But yeah, Friday night, doors open at 8. We're going to be starting up at 9 o'clock. Won't be too late of a show, so don't worry about that. Like I said, it's free. Donations are welcome, and also Facebook likes are welcome. And it's going to be just a great evening of us nerding out, as we usually do. What else? What else is going on? Oh, Classic Game Fest.
Yep.
We talked about that earlier, but that's next weekend in Austin. We are invited to be media guests out there. We're going to have a booth and everything. We're going to have the podcast set up, try to get some interviews with people around there.
And so then, if you want to get on the podcast and you're there, come see us. We're next to Mensa. We'll get you on mic. It'll be great.
We should try to stump Mensa the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, hey, Mensa, what's the RGB of the background? What's the hexa of the background on Sonic 3 on the first stage?
And Knuckles. They're going to know right away.
Yeah.
If you're what's so smart, did you beat Intelligence Cube on the PlayStation 1?
What's the 59th line of source code and assembler for Super Mario 64?
Do you know who's going to be right in front of us?
Who?
Spencer Doe.
Oh,
sweet! We can quiz him too. What Metal Gear Solid running and during the Psycho Mantis battle when he's giving his famous speech? What is the exact number of frames per second only, please?
Oh, Spencer, if you want to change your name to That Cosplay Doe, it'd be awesome.
That would be really good.
Or just Spencer quote That Cosplay Doe.
Doe. Yeah. Yeah. Spencer, yeah, That Cosplay, dope.
No, yeah, he's going to be in front of us. We've had him on the show before, as male cosplayer. We can harass him from across the way.
Yeah.
We could be That Spencer, dope, all weekend. It'll piss off the Mensa people.
Mm-hmm.
Man, please come by our booth. It's going to be fun.
We got to print out shirts. Some that say Dad Spencer Doe, and then some of them that say I'm with Stupid and point over to the Mensa booth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Hopefully this year won't be our last year at CGF because we get kicked out or anything.
Yeah. You'd be like the head of CGF, be like, yeah, stop harassing Spencer Doe.
And of course, we're going to have to stop by Witchcraft because it's witchcraft, and we like beer.
Best place.
Yeah, we like beer, right, Rex?
Yeah, I love beer. I drink beer all the time, every day. I just love how, like, the wheat, like, just tastes in my tum-tums and my mouth. And
then kills you afterwards.
Yeah, and then I'm, like, in bed for 3 days, like, sad and, like, feeling like I'm dying. That's the thing, like, too. There's, like, a mental aspect to that I don't think I've ever gotten into, and we've talked about, like, my celiac stuff, like, there's this whole mental aspect. I can usually tell when I've been, like, glutened because I just get, like, really sad for no reason. And I can tell when it's out of my body because I'll wake up and be, like, really normal again. And it's really, that's like, funny. So you just, awkward.
You just said it like, I got slimed. I got glutened.
Yeah.
So hold up. So let's say we're on our way to Austin and our car breaks down in front of a wheat, in a wheat field.
Yeah.
Killer tries to chase us. We run to the wheat field. Which will kill you first, the wheat or the killer?
Actually, probably at this point, the killer. A couple months ago, the wheat. Because since my like body's been recovering from like me eating lots and lots of wheat all the time. Like, it's getting better about the, like, I'm being able to handle the cross-contamination stuff a lot better. Whereas, like, it used to affect me just as bad as, like, if I straight up ate it. Now it's not that big a deal. Like, I might feel kind of, like, stomach upsetty or get a weird rash for, like, a couple days. So, that's really cool.
What if you're running and you trip and a bunch of wheat plants go in your mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm fucked.
Oh, okay.
I'm fucked. Yeah, not you, right, not at right at first, but once my body starts like begins to metabolize it a few like 30 minutes to an hour later, then yeah, I'm so fucked.
Well, the killer's right around the corner, so probably won't last. Yeah.
I like how we've used like Rex's like disease to discuss what if, you know.
It's a lot better than like a lot of the other questions I get asked where it's like, what if somebody makes tortilla at a pad? Flour tortilla, and then they don't wash it, and then you make your food at it. Or like, what if like I'm baking cookies and there's a cloud of flour, and you walk into the cloud of flour?
So yeah,
and it's like, that's not interesting question. Make your questions more interesting, please.
What if a monster made out of wheat ate you? Well, you'll be dead anyway, that's true.
Yeah. Wait, what if he swallows you whole?
Yeah, well, if he swallows me whole, then we're living in some sort of alternate timeline where someone's war fan fiction came true, and we have much bigger problems than, like, my body.
See, wait. Or, like, yeah, this guy's fan fiction is not only vor, it's also wheat. What?
I wonder if there's people that fetishize, like, food intolerance.
Oh, God. To the internet really quick.
Yeah.
And we're back from the internet. We actually found fan fiction that had to deal with being gluten-free.
Yeah, so, viewers, for you, it was like a split second, but in real life, we were sucked in.
Yeah, there were some good ones.
I know what year it is. Did Classic Games Fest already passed?
There was actually one that I was really sad that didn't happen. It was erotic poetry. My sins are organic and gluten free, but it's I just got a 404 and it made me real sad. But we both, Rex and I, found some stories that we want to read. They're quick. Go for yours, Rex, real quick.
All right. Banter. An NCIS Los Angeles fanfic by RGJ Irish Dancer. Usually, the banter between Sam and Callan made Nell smirk or even smile, but this morning it was just annoying. I'm allergic to milk. Callan had been caught off guard. Really? Since when? Neil glanced toward Eric, who rolled his eyes and offered a sideways smirk. And, gluten-free. Sam's statement pushed Nell over the edge from annoyed to completely ticked off. She turned off her headset before letting out a frustrated growl. Eric jumped Nell, only used that noise when she was really put out. Nell bit the inside of her lip, trying not to launch into an ill-timed lecture, as someone said, "I'm not even sure what gluten-free is." Gluten is a protein found in wheat, barley, and rye. Nell breathed deeply as hundreds of memories assaulted her from the unexpected reactivation of her GF, gluten-free, complex. Fights over whose foil was in the toaster. If the foil was wheat and the user was gluten-free, you'd better watch out if you're the one who left the foil in there. Tears because someone came too close with wheat hands. Standing in daunting aisles reading labels. Dextrose and maltodextrin are good. Maltodextrose,
dextrin, modified good starch, or food starch modified. Caramel color were are blacklisted unless marked gluten-free. Caramel color equals back on the shelf. Reading everything again in the kitchen. Washing hands constantly. Constantly, all caps. Relaxing and finally being able to eat a sandwich in peace at school. Limited vacation options. Few special events. Not being able to have friends over for meals. Little pizza, no donuts. Abruptly, Nell's anger fell apart in a sadness. Donuts. Lisa said more than once that the first thing she was eating in heaven was real donuts. Nell swallowed hard. You okay? Eric asked. I guess. It's just... You hate celiac disease. Nell nodded. Remember what it gave you, Eric reminded gently. His smile turned into a smirk as he asked, Are waffles on the knife diet? Nell giggled. That particular inside joke originated when her father was tasked with packing lunch on their first gluten-free vacation and forgot one set of utensils. The mistake left him eating only with a knife. Any food that could be consumed with only fingers or a knife was considered on the newly christened knife diet. I don't know, Nell replied, but Oreos are. Celiac disease is an autoimmune disorder that causes the body to attach itself whenever someone with the disease eats gluten. Gluten is a protein found in wheat, barley, and rye. Symptoms range from stomach aches or headaches to malnutrition and delayed growth. For more information, PM me or go to .org.
I like how it turned into a public service announcement at the end.
I'm so confused by everything that just happened here.
Yeah, just two people that are like, what's celiac disease? Long explanation. Oh, and then something about your dad.
The explanation didn't make any sense at all. I mean, it kind of did, but there was a lot of, it was one giant poorly copy-pasted sentence from multiple, like, things.
Yeah. I still understand the knife diet. I can fucking eat a steak with a knife.
So I was looking through mine, and it's not as... There's nothing that's that has gluten-free stuff in it, so it's just... The only thing I read is, like, peeked over her dress, looked under her dress, yellow dress, like, over and over.
Christ.
And then also, no people telling me my character is a Mary Sue, please. So, so we're going to skip over that one. And I think, well, Rex and Ryan, you guys were talking about writing your own, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you give me the basis for your...
So it's about a woman named Celia C., who is falls in love with Will Wheaton. And then he kisses her. And then she falls madly in love, but also develops a horrible rash and a stomach ache. And now she must fight for her feelings because she cannot be with Will Wheaton because he could literally kill her.
He touched me and my brain went foggy instantly. But it wasn't just foggy from the feelings of love. It was foggy from the feelings of wheat invading my system and attacking my small intestine.
Yeah. Oh man.
And at the end, she was like, Are you free? Are you really gluten free?
How did we go from talking about Classic Games Fest to writing our own Wii? Like,
it came from Witchcraft, got brought up.
Witchcraft. And then we talked about beer, and every time we mentioned beer, we're like, Want, want, Rex.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rex.
Rex is our redheaded stepchild.
Yup.
Hey, Rex, I actually bought a bottle of cider to bring for your birthday, but I wasn't able because I had to deal with my parents' stuff, so you'll have a bottle of cider from me next Friday.
Yay!
Also, Witchcraft has a ton of new ciders out there, too, so...
Sweet. I'm looking forward to trying a lot of them.
And, actually, you know how you, like, don't really die, but you get sick? If there was one beer that, like, you could never, ever get again, and it was, like, super special, would you... Would you risk it?
It would really have to depend on, like, what my schedule looked like for the next week, because it's one of those things, like, when I do consume something with weed, and I usually feel, like, pretty shitty, like I said earlier, like, 30 minutes to an hour, like, afterward, but then I don't get the full brunt of it until about 2 or 3 days later, and then that full brunt lasts for another 3 days. So, like, the whole thing takes about a week, and I would have to, like, not be able to go to... I would have to, like, not work the entirety of that next week, because going to work and feeling like that is probably the worst thing ever.
What if I was like, here's $500, go chug this Hefeweizen?
For $500, maybe.
Okay.
Let's start a GoFundMe.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, like, okay, people, go fund, and then at the end of this year, we'll have Rex Flinch chug Hefeweizen.
So yeah, that's classic Games Fest next weekend.
Hey, if Rex chugs a Hefeweizen, you have to drink some scotch.
Oh no!
Oh god, that would be. I am just imagining the scenario where, like, I am curled up in, like, fetal position in bed, like, why is everything so spinny? I do not feel good, and Jesus is trying to, like, pick me up and, like, jump off the balcony with me, like, cradled in his arms.
And I'll just be laughing, throwing ones at you. You earned this, peasants.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. Well, let's kind of get way back into it.
Sorry, guys. So,
Classic Games Fest is going to be next Saturday at the Palmer Event Center in Austin. Tickets are pretty cheap. They're $15 right now at any Game Over store, because it is put on by Game Over. And also, at the stores are 15, at the door is 20. It's a really, really awesome con. I think it's one of Rex's, like, number one.
It is my favorite con.
There you go.
There's not enough gaming-centric cons around Texas, and, you know. I mean, I know we have QuakeCon, but we need more.
Yeah, there definitely needs to be more than two of... Well, we have three now because there's PAX, so we have three, which is, like...
Well, we also have Rooster Teeth.
Oh, yeah, and
Okay, fine. We have a shit ton of gaming.
Yeah, we have four, but, I mean, just in general, we live in a world right now where it feels like there's a con somewhere in Texas every weekend, and the vast majority of them are not gaming-related, and if there is gaming stuff there, it's an afterthought.
Yeah, San Japan is coming up, right?
Yeah, San Japan's coming up, and I believe they have, like, a gaming room thing, but it's, like, the one at Acon where it's just, like, a bunch of, or like at most conventions where it's just like they throw a bunch of video games in the room and they're like, there you go, guys, have fun, play this game, like Call of Duty or something.
I think the one in Matsuri was pretty cool. I played a table flipping game.
Yeah,
Matsuri apparently had a good one this year. And Onicon, like, even last year, like, the highlight of Onicon to me has always been the game room, because they have a lot of stuff that doesn't happen at, like, other cons. Or, like, no joke, one year at Acon, most of, like, about 80% of the gaming room was the Call of Duty that was out then. I think it was Modern Warfare 2. And then another fourth of it was Halo. And then they had, like, some Guitar Hero set up, and one console had Sonic and Sega All-Star Racing. But other than that, like, it was Call of Duty and Halo.
But what I think with Classic Games Fest is it really embraces the culture of being a classic gamer.
Mm-hmm.
I remember flipping through all the arcade signs that were there for, like, the cabinets, that go on top. Man, we just kept peeing our pants with, like, what was in there. Mm. And, I mean, a lot of the vendors, a lot of the people trying to keep the retro gaming alive even to today, where they include stuff like the Atari guys that are still programming games for that.
Yeah, that Halo 2600.
Yeah, or the Sonic one. I mean, that's what I think it does. It embraces the true classic gamer atmosphere. Because, I mean, if you go to, like, Rooster Teeth, if you go to, like, you know, Screw Attack Con, there's going to be, like, a lot of, hey, we're here on Twitch, and this is what we're doing, and, you know, a lot of MOBA competitions and stuff. Even with QuakeCon, it's going to be the same thing.
Yeah.
A lot of MOBA stuff. But here, it's just, I think, I saw their tournament list. Their tournament list is really cool. I don't know if I sent you guys that one, did I?
I don't think so.
What is it?
Battletoads Level 3 Challenge, Android Assault, Smash 4, Smash 64, Marathon.
Marathon.
Marathon, of all things. Like, I saw that and I had to do a double take.
Duke Nukem 3D Atomic Edition, Street Fighter 2 Arcade, Street Fighter 2 Arcade, Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3, Killer Instinct Classic, Mortal Kombat X arcade. Whoa, they're going to have an arcade machine for that?
I guess so. I'm assuming it's like a custom-made one. I've seen quite a few of those on various parts of the internet. So
yeah, like some Street Fighter 4 arcade. It's basically an Xbox with a
joysticks.
Oh, and Space Rocks also, which I was kind of like, wow. But I mean, aside from that, the thing is, it's a small convention still. And what I like is that you could be attending the panels, listening to music, playing classic games, and shopping all at the same time in the same area.
Even though it is a small convention, like, definitely it feels like one of those things where even if they expanded it to a third day, you wouldn't be able to see everything there was to see.
Dude, you were lost all day.
I think Both days, I think I just vanished and you guys couldn't find me for a few hours. And then, like, I said, you guys too, like, I would lose you guys and then all of a sudden be like, oh, Ryan's been playing that game over there for, like, an hour and that's where he went.
Yeah. This year would be like Ryan's arguing with the people from Mensa.
Yeah! Ryan's being escorted out of the building for... yelling at Mensa.
Mensa, but you can't solve this Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, so I mean, we may have a gathering afterwards on Saturday too, just to hang out with a couple of people. Mm. And once again, that's in Austin. Really cool weekend. If you are going to be in Houston that weekend because you don't feel like traveling, there's also Space City Comic Con. No relation to us, of course, but that's going on at the NRG Park. And after that, yeah, that's there. I think they have a bunch of Star Trek guests. They also have...
They have the Shat.
Yeah, they have William Shatner there. God, the Shat.
They didn't mean it by any bad... whatever. Jason David Frank's going to be there. A few Power Rangers are going to be there. A lot of local artists I know are going to be there.
If you like One Tree Hill and Once Upon a Time, they're going to be there.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
WB? But,
yeah.
Oh, man. I just want Gilmore Girls to be there so we can talk fast to each other.
All right. So once again, Friday, we hope to see you guys out at Alley Cat Bar. And next week, we're going to be out in Austin. Follow us if you guys want to Classic Games Fest. And also, if you're in town, stop by Space City Comic Con as well. That's going to do it for us tonight. On behalf of myself, Rex, and Ryan, good night, Space City.
Good night.
Night.
Nerd South, can I really feel okay? East side feel okay. West side feel okay. Nerd South, say what? Can I really feel okay? East side feel okay. West side feel okay. Nerd South, can I really feel me? East side feel okay. West side feel okay. Nerd South, say what? Can I really feel okay? West side feel okay. East side feel okay.
Girl, I've been watching you. Sky with flies, I knew you were my prey. Girl, I'm telling you, if we keep bumping heads, I swear that one of these days we gon' hook it up, maybe talk on the phone. But see, I don't know if that's good. I've been holding back this secret from you. I probably shouldn't tell you. If I let this go.
I'm the nerd from the big TX. Won't you get my number so we can text? And maybe find out what happens next. The funny man. Don't you know I am the man? Rock shows from here to Japan. Not really, but that's sort of the plan. But Professor here. Better known as Shy Guy. He's cooler than my ties. And fly like most airlines. And don't you know? Gotta tell somebody. Cause.
Oh, I need somebody. Okay. Tell me that somebody.
Alright. Feel me, east side, feel me, west side, feel me, nerd of south, can y'all really feel me, east side, feel me, west side, feel me, nerd of south.